There's this white savior complex where if you show Abraham Lincoln or some American general saving the Indians or saving the black Americans or saving the slaves, then that is seen as condescending, that the white man is the solution to the problem. And the white man was the problem. So to show Abraham Lincoln in that light, some people have thought about this, is a little condescending and maybe doesn't put that person in the full light of awareness. Maybe that doesn't entirely accurately portray what they mean. I don't know how you're going to get the statue that does that, because if you showed them showing complete contrition, it might also miss the fact that they were ahead of their time. Ask Thomas Jefferson about that. In fact, I don't know if Jefferson's on the list or not. I did look at, you can see the list, and it's very well done. The images of the monuments that are going to be reviewed are all displayed at chicagomonuments.org, chicagomonuments.org. And Bonnie McDonald's on a phone line now. Hi, Bonnie. You're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
John, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit, we were chatting just while you were getting up on the phone. Tell us a little bit about the Chicago Monuments Project.
Yes, thank you. So the Chicago Monuments Project is an effort by the City of Chicago to have a public discussion about their public art collection. This collection of over 500 works of art has really never had this kind of an examination by the public, and identification and really consideration of the messages that they send and what kind of artwork we want to have in our public space.
And so there is a advisory committee that's looking at some of them specifically, right?
Yes, that's right. And this advisory committee was formed by Mayor Lightfoot last August and incorporates many different viewpoints about monuments, coming
right.
from an academic background, artists themselves, historians like myself and preservationists, to ensure that we're having a very thoughtful approach. But, of course, now we're asking the public that as well.
This on the heels, in the case of August, in case of Lori Lightfoot's forming this committee, on the heels of the storming of the Christopher Columbus statue, the riot that took place there, the violence that was rained on police. It was just a terrible scene. Now, you say you're a historian. Tell us a little bit about your background or angle on this.
Yes, yeah, thank you. So my day job is as the president and CEO of Landmarks Illinois, which is the statewide nonprofit preservation organization. And we like to talk about our work as people saving places for people. So I was invited to be the co-chair because, these monuments are speaking to our history. They have been preserved up until this point. And, several of them are actually Chicago landmarks as well. So bringing this perspective is important about how, how the public feels about preserving them and really what perspectives, arguments, what protections do they have. That's my area of expertise.
The very fact that this committee exists is troublesome to some people. The New York Times had a piece about it the other day, and I know that Darren LaHood, not surprisingly, criticized the fact that some people are included in the list of monuments that are going to be examined. If you would, you don't have to do this to me, but just kind of defend the idea, because I think some people think the very fact that we're doing this is offensive to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if you consider the act of considering, if you take the act of considering our monuments as a condemnation, then this is not the perspective we're bringing to the table. This is not a condemnation of these particular people, but it's an opportunity to discuss them and to learn from them as well. This is a public discussion, and hopefully we have this opportunity to discuss the people who are being raised in this conversation, Washington, Franklin, Lincoln, Grant, were people who stand as, of course, liberators, who stand as people of bravery, who protected the Union. But at the same time, they also were, were people who stood for the suppression and exclusion of others, including the removal of indigenous people. Mm-hmm. So, at one time they are statesmen and anti-slavery figures, but also escalators of indigenous removal and what we see as a narrative of white supremacy as well.
I understand there's about 500 different monuments and plaques, et cetera, throughout Chicago, 41 of which are posted on this site. So it would appear as though, while it's not judgmental, it's a discussion, you have judged at least 41 of them to be sufficiently suspect that we ought to have a conversation about them, right?
Yeah, I would say that, yes, in the assessment of that collection, that we saw these, essentially reasons to have a further discussion about these 41 in particular. And as I already mentioned, the narratives also include what's missing from our collection. We have presentations of, really oversimplifications of Indigenous people, but also we're lacking the voice and stories of women, people of color, and also themes that are important to this city, like migration and labor as well.
But Abraham Lincoln's on the list. Did you worry that, boy, putting that, there's the headline right there, and maybe that will sort of color the work of the committee. Why is Abraham Lincoln on there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say much, Lincoln and Grant, as I've already referenced, were men who did extraordinary things. That is undeniable. And they changed the course of history. Their democratic ideals certainly endure with us today, but they also are complicated men. And their work has implications of slavery and genocide as well. And it's important for us to have a conversation about the fact that these were human beings. And even though, their time ended, as we say, weren't they a product of their time, mm-hmm. That closing the book on their time did not close the book on the effects of their actions. And so this is an opportunity to talk with the public about, essentially these people and their actions and what we would like to have in public space. This is not a removal effort. And I think it's been portrayed that way in many headlines that you referenced, John. This is really an opportunity for a conversation about them. No decisions have been made at this point about these 41 monuments, what happens to them. But also, exciting to this is not just these 41, but what else can be created in the process. This is not an effort to just talk about those. It's also identifying what we want memorials and monuments to be in the future as well.
The New York Times found a historian makes it sound like they were searching for a particular position. I don't mean to infer that, but they did quote one historian who said this. This is from the New York Times. During his famous debate with Stephen Douglas, they're speaking about President Lincoln, his rival in Illinois, Lincoln stated his opposition to letting black people serve as jurors, marry white people, or attain any semblance of social equality. That's Abraham Lincoln, too. I don't know that I knew all of that, to be honest with you. I knew that he wasn't perfect on the issue, but those are pretty damning traits, albeit traits of the time. But that's not the Abraham Lincoln that we revere, is it?
Well, certainly, I think in this discussion, John, thank you for raising that, because, this is really an opportunity to explore history more in depth. And the public can engage in a number of ways. And I just wanted to bring up that if they go to chicagomonuments.org, that we have three ways the public can engage. And you've just identified one, which is essentially how to learn more about these monuments in particular. And that will be through a speaker series that we have, which is publicly accessible. It's free. We also will have the opportunity for organizations to apply to host community conversations themselves. And they will be paid for that work, too. So I just want to say to all of those listening who would like to host a conversation, you can submit a proposal for that. Mm. And then finally, we have drop-in office hours, essentially. For those who want to talk with advisory committee members directly, you can sign up to come into one of our drop-in sessions. And those are in English as well as in Spanish.
Back to Lincoln for just a second. Thank you for that. I'm glad you said that, and I'll mm-hmm. repeat that in a minute. And the website, by the way, to see the monuments themselves is chicagomonuments.org, correct?
That is right.
Back to Lincoln for a second. Then I want to ask you about some others as well. But Lincoln was also the great emancipator. So while we could say, gee, I didn't know that, and that doesn't sound very good, It's possible that while he was holding them back, he was also an agent of change, of liberation for them, right? Whatever his motivations were. So then you've got this statue of Abraham Lincoln in Lincoln Park. Is that the one that the committee is looking at?
John, the committee actually has five different, different sculptures that were depictions of Lincoln that are for conversation. And, you know, essentially, if we're talking about one, we need to talk about all of them, because what we're talking about is, again, the people, the messages, the images that we have in our public space. And so that's what I was mentioning. These are complicated people. Of course, you know, those who are under consideration are not only the men that we're talking about, Lincoln and Grant, Washington, Franklin. You mentioned Stephen Douglas, and of course the Douglas tomb. Some of your listeners may say, well, why is that not under consideration? And actually, it's because we can only take into consideration the monuments and memorials that are owned by the city of Chicago. That is our purview as the advisory committee, and other monuments like the Douglas tomb, that's owned by the state of Illinois, so not within our purview. So I would imagine people are saying, well, what about this? And what about that? And that's why we're having a public engagement, is to ask what are some of the other monuments that the public should be considering.
But would this hold for the committee? I don't know if it has sort of a set of guidelines by which it will judge these things, but would this hold that an Abraham Lincoln or any of these people could be judged to be wrong in their way, in their time, and in our judgment now, but that we will leave it up as a means to educate people about how wrong things were, right? So that you have this blemish against you, does that automatically disqualify you, or would you allow some blemished person to remain because that's a reminder of where we're from?
Mm-hmm. Thank you for positioning that, because it's really an opportunity to talk about the fact that the options are endless right now for what the recommendations could be for any one of these monuments. Again, to reiterate, the decisions have not been made, and we have options put before us that the public needs to inform us about, but also they may come up with other ideas.
So it
could be everything from having a plaque next to it to give an alternative viewpoint, mm-hmm. recontextualization. Mm-hmm. Some of them we could be creating new works of art that would be positioned with them, or ultimately removal is a possibility, but right now we have not made those decisions, and we need the public to help us understand what they want in the public space.
Bonnie McDonald's on a phone. She's the co-chair of the Chicago Monuments Project Advisory Committee. And there are 40-some monuments that the city has hold over. And what are we going to do with those? We have several hundred, but they're actually looking specifically at this 40. I said 41. Is 41 the right number, Bonnie?
I think it's actually 42, John. 42. You're giving me a quiz, right, on the
I won't hold you to every last detail. Frankly, this thing's complicated enough. If you get one number wrong, I'm not going to criticize you. And
I just
think you'll have such hell to pay if you take down anything Abraham Lincoln and the land of Lincoln that one almost wonders if he should be on there. But I guess that's why he should be on there. Let's leave Lincoln on there, examine him in full light, and then leave him up there if that's what should happen. George Washington is on this list, for crying out loud. Is Thomas Jefferson on the list? Here's another quiz question for you.
I heard your position as I was getting onto the phone. We do not have any Thomas Jefferson monuments that are under consideration, and in fact, I'm not certain if we have any publicly owned Jefferson monuments in the collection.
Yeah, because I think if Washington and Franklin are on there, then Jefferson would be too. And I'm a Jefferson file. He's my guy. So But he wrote all men are created equal and owned 200 of them. If you want a conundrum, there you have it. What are you going to do with a Jefferson, right? And you don't have to resolve that issue, perhaps, but you could have said the same thing about George Washington. What are we going to do with George Washington, Bonnie?
Well, you're bringing up, I think, as a student of history, it sounds like yourself, John, that, many of us who are aware, the Constitution's framers struggled with enshrining universal liberty into this document while also knowingly denying such to those who that they enslaved. The Constitution, if you look at that document, neither named or denounced slavery. And, they didn't outlaw the practice either. So Washington and Franklin, as you bring up, they were architects of our democracy, and we revere them for that. Yet as slaveholders themselves, they turned their backs on freedom and justice for all. Mm. And this is part of our public conversation, is to be aware of course, their humanity, their inconsistencies, these, complications and contradictions, and have that conversation in a public way.
Bonnie, I got to go, but is there a deadline for this? When are you all going to make up your mind on these things?
The public engagement process is our priority right now, and that is ongoing. We intend for that to run at least through April at this point. So we have a considerable amount of time and ways for people to engage. They don't have to attend a meeting. They can submit their thoughts at chicagomonuments.org.
Chicagomonuments.org. We'll be in touch, Bonnie. Good luck to you, and thanks for your thoughts on this. Very interesting.
Thanks so much, Don. Have a nice day.
You too, Bonnie McDonald.